Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland
on News Talk.
For this week's industry review, we turn to Ireland's distilling sector, finding out how Irish whiskey has been growing at home and abroad and what that means for producers on the ground and indeed the wider industry. I'm delighted to be joined by three veterans of the business. We've got Ono Cahan. He's the director of the Irish Whiskey Association, a specialist body that looks after the interests of distillers. Also joining us is Pádraig O'Grealish from Mickle Distillery over there in County Galway. And with us here in studio is Pat Rigney, the founder and owner of the Shed Distillery of PJ Rigney in Drumshambo, along with his wife Denise. And Pat, you're very welcome to the programme. Owen, we might start with you. Sure. As the, I suppose, the association.
Yep.
Give us maybe a sense of where we are with distilleries in Ireland. You know, if we go back to my memory of, you know, we ended up with three in the 1980s.
Right.
Now I think we've something north of 30.
Oh yeah, well north of that, yeah.
So there's been significant growth over the last couple of decades.
Absolutely.
But I presume it's a very challenging space.
Well, look, I mean, it's like any sector, it comes with its challenges and it comes with its benefits. As you mentioned there, I mean, you asked me before when the association was set up. That was in 2014. At that point, there was four or five distilleries on the island of Ireland producing Irish whiskey. Now we have close to 50.
Right.
So there's pretty much one in every county. And there's a number of reasons that have brought such success to the sector. I mean, one was definitely the fact that we have a geographical indication, which means that you know that if it says Irish whiskey on the label, you know it's produced on the island of Ireland. All tariffs were removed pretty much in the main spirits markets worldwide in 1997. We were very lucky, I suppose, to benefit from that. That helped us to expand and to export. And I mean, to this day, we're still a very export-oriented sector. 95% of the whiskey distilled on this island goes abroad.
Is that right?
That's right. And I mean, I think a lot of it as well is down to the pride that a lot of distillers take in their story, in their heritage. I mean, you're going to talk to Pádraig in Connemara, you're going to talk to Pat here. Every brand, every whiskey has its own unique story, as I say, a history that goes behind it. And the consumer has leaned into that. And we've also been very lucky to benefit from premiumization, which is where a consumer, this isn't just in Ireland, but all over the world, where they drink less, but they drink better.
Okay.
So we've, that's a good
overview, yeah, in terms of where we are now and even the great rich history.
Of course.
And heritage that we enjoy in the sector. Let's talk to Pádraig O'Grealish of Mickle. Pádraig, how are you? You're very welcome to the programme.
I'm very well, Bobby. Great to talk to you. Thank you very much.
Now, you originally started in the poutine business. Tell us a little bit about your story, if you would.
Absolutely. So the distilling tradition goes back in the family for over 170 years and six generations. So, of course, as most people know, poutine was illicit. But back in 2016, I left my teaching profession to start a distillery. And, you know, the story goes on, albeit legitimately. And obviously we're playing in a number of categories now, Irish whiskey, Irish gin, and Irish cream liqueur. So there's been a bit of an evolution, but all coming from our poutine traditions, Bobby.
Okay, and was there significant investment in the business in recent years, Pádraig?
Well, do you know what? Myself and my co-founder, Ross, you know, we really bootstrapped it from day one. So we're probably one of the exceptions, I would say, in that we didn't have significant investment, but we are incredibly grateful for a number of our local investors who invested in us a couple of years ago. But again, nothing to the scale of what some people did. And I think, you know, bootstrapping it taught us a lot of valuable lessons about being resourceful and being nimble.
Okay. And am I right in saying that about half your product is exported and the other half is in the domestic market?
That's correct.
Okay, great.
And well, both of them growing.
All right, and I saw you grew by 20% last year, so well done on that. Stay with us, Pádraig, because I want to introduce Pat Rigney from the Shed in Drumshambo. Pat, I know you well, but again, remind us of your journey, of your spirits and distilling journey, if you would.
Well, thanks, Bobby. Well, we set up in 2014 in Drumshambo. We are based at a social enterprise there. We started with one employee. Today we have over 100 employees and we're exporting to about 100 markets around the world. Our lead brand is Drumshambo Gunpowder Irish Gin. So we're essentially a gin distillery that produces Irish whiskey as well. And our Irish whiskey is single pot still. So it's been a very exciting journey. The US is our largest market. Thankfully, we grew last year against all the challenges with tariffs and so on in the United States. But our team, very similar to what we heard earlier, are very resourceful. Similar challenges when we started the business in terms of financing. We don't have any outside investors. And that allows us to move quickly and to deal with the opportunities as they appear in front of us.
And you didn't spend too much, Pat, as I know. You were very, I suppose, resourceful and thrifty in the early days. Every brick and piece of mortar there was costed. You also said that the brand is everything, that you're not a commodity, and that you started with the brand first and worked backwards, which I think is interesting because I know you have a marketing background, but that's the way your mind works.
Yeah, I mean, building a distillery is a bit like a triathlon. You build, you make the product, and then you sell. But in order to be successful in this business, you really need to think about the consumer because first and work back. And that's the way we approached creating Drumshambo Gunpowder Irish Gin. So it was really delivering that experience all the way through the distillery and right through to the consumer. That's the philosophy. I mean, the drinks business is highly branded. And if you're to succeed around the world, you need to have a successful brand that resonates with consumers. One of the things that we did as well is everything that we sell is produced at the distillery and bottled there. So we don't do any third party. That is even down to our Jackalope restaurant where we cook all the food, all the baking, everything is done there. And that resonates, that authenticity. But you also have to give consumers excitement. You've got to give them innovation. And we're constantly working in that area to make sure our brand continues to give a great experience.
It's all very well to talk about when you look at, and I was over in the States recently and I was looking at the Irish whiskies in the local off license. And I saw like 10, 12 products all from Ireland. I'm saying, to get a product onto that shelf in a town in South Florida and to make sure that people, like the support, the branding support required to, number one, get on the shelf and number two, to stay on it is, I would say, immeasurable.
It is. And you mentioned the US, which is technically quite a challenging market. They've got a three-tier system for the sales of alcohol. So, you know, your brand has to resonate in a millisecond. With consumers, you need to be able to support the brand. We spend a huge amount of time in the marketplace. So we are on the road, you know, much of the year, spending time with our customers, motivating our salespeople. And that's the only way we can win.
Yeah. But back to you, Owen,
sure.
in terms of your role as the Irish Whiskey Association. So what do you do to support the likes of Pádraic and Pat?
Well, I suppose our main role would be to promote and to protect the category of Irish whiskey at home and abroad. A lot of what we do is government affairs, whether it's dealing with the government in Dublin, whether it's dealing with the European Commission in Brussels. I was over there this week for 4 days. We obviously represent businesses in Northern Ireland as well because our geographical indication extends to the north. So we deal with the government in London as well, with the Department of Business and Trade there. And then we also look at our major markets. And as I say, because we are so export-oriented, I'm very lucky that the role is quite international. So we look to the US. We're planning our trip, our delegation visit to Washington, D.C. for St. Patrick's Day. And it's really just about making it easier, I suppose, to market, to sell and to buy Irish whiskey all over the world. And that comes, I mean, there's a lot of challenges that come with that, as I'm sure you can imagine. We're a highly regulated industry. That's good for a number of reasons. But I mean, it's really about kind of fostering that growth and ensuring that all those distillers who desperately want to share their story, to share their product. You mentioned there getting your product on the shelf. That's one particular challenge, and it's another challenge to get it off the shelf, to get a consumer to buy it.
Yeah, I know.
And we try and make it the environment just as conducive, I suppose, to that and to our continued success. And look, I think we fight very hard to ensure that we're recognised as a success story that we are. We are now worth $2 billion in exports every year. That's the overall Irish drinks industry. And Irish whiskey is about 930 million of that, according to the latest Board BIA figures. So look, it's
a big business.
It's a big business, and it's bringing a lot of benefit, I think, to communities up and down this island.
Padraig, back to you. In terms of your growth strategy, which I noted has been impressive in a tough market, to grow by 20% last year. How did you manage that?
It's down to several things. Bobby, it wouldn't be down to one thing. You know, we've been pushing our brand since we've began. We've been, very structured and organized in terms of, building the brand, putting a focus on sales. So it's literally down to grit, good brand, a huge focus on, creating incredible spirits. And we've been very fortunate, like, to win a lot of awards in every category that we play in. And, credit there to our head distiller, Jimmy. So there's no sort of no silver bullet. Every part of it has to be right. And as Pat touched on there, you need to, create a really compelling brand story, and decisions are made so quickly. So you have to get the brand out there. You have to get people to see it, recognize it, but also make it attractive enough when they see it that they want to take it off the shelf and bring it home.
I see a text in here from a man called James, says, are there too many whiskies nowadays for such a small country? But I think, as Owen said to us, that most of our products is exported. That probably isn't that relevant, or is it?
Well, I mean, I think that the market it's very open to innovations. We have over 100 innovations every year, so different types of whiskey going out to the market, depending on how it's distilled, the cask in which it's distilled. And I think if you look at it globally, for a lot of categories, what their market share is actually dwindling or going decreasing. For Irish whiskey in a number of our key markets, it's actually going up. So it shows that there's a real curiosity and a real interest there in Irish whiskey as a category. We talk about the US an awful lot, and I suppose that's natural because it's where we sell, almost half of our whiskey, 45 to 50% of our whiskey. But it's important to note that we're growing exponentially in a number of other markets. And with every market, there's its own uniqueness that comes with it. They have their own taste profile. They're more interested in certain aspects of the whiskey. So it's a big, big, bad world out there. It's open to everyone, I think.
Pat, I always like to try and stay positive and look at opportunity. Is there any opportunity out of the fact that maybe the Bourbons and the American whiskies aren't going to have the same traction in Europe now? Because it's like, can we get our own back here slightly?
Well,
that probably doesn't help you, but is it a factor that if they don't export their whiskies, that there's an opportunity for Irish whiskey in European markets?
Well, I think
not really.
Not really, because the way the deal worked is there are zero tariffs on bourbon coming into Europe. So, and we have tariffs actually on our products going into the US. So, there's probably not on that basis. But there are veins of growth. There are opportunities out there. We've grown our business in 2025. We've grown every year, and we intend to grow in 2026. It's about
how did you manage the tariffs challenge in terms of who took what hit?
Yeah, we approached it initially we went 50-50 on the tariffs with our partner in the United States. Now we've done it three ways. We've taken a third, they've taken a third, and we've actually had to add the other bit on for the consumer. So that's the way we've had to play that one.
And how did that go down in the marketplace?
I think it's gone down okay because our increase is relatively modest compared to others. Now you're seeing it appear on, those price increases are coming through on shelf. But we have a lot of fans for our brand in the US, and we have to over-deliver now in terms of value and experience, and that's what we're focused on. So for us, we've just opened the Japanese market this week. There's lots of other, we're doing particularly well in China, right across Europe. So we need to diversify. But the US will always be important, and we have a great partnership over there. We work with family businesses as well. All our partners are family businesses, and they tend to take the long-term view.
Yeah.
You know, at the end of the day, you know, this administration in the US will be here for 4 years, and we'll see what happens after that. But hopefully we'll get back to zero for zero tariffs, which is where we were.
Yeah.
And our cousins in the States are very much on the same wavelength as us on that.
Yeah. What's your take on where the market goes from here on?
Well, I think, look, I mean, Pat has mentioned there are a few markets where he's expanding. If you look at this week, there was a huge announcement from the EU on India, that the free trade agreement has been finalised with them. That's going to be a huge opportunity for Irish whiskey, for Irish drinks exports in general. We sell already about 700,000 cases of Irish whiskey in India, and that's with a tariff of 150%. Once this agreement locks in, that'll be reduced to 75%, and it's going to go down to 40% over the following 7 years. Huge opportunity there for Irish whiskey exporters. I think, look, we have to be, as Pat has said, this administration has definitely changed a few things. For the first time since 97, we're dealing with a tariff in the US. That's a big change, and companies have to react to that. What you're seeing is a lot of them are reorienting and going towards new markets, and market diversification is going to become increasingly important to our sector, to all exporters. And it's very important that we see the government support for that. And as I'm sure Pat and Porrick will tell you, nothing beats having boots on the ground, having people there in these new markets, you know, fighting for your product, fighting for your brands, making sure that you get on the shelf. All that takes investment. And a lot of these new markets, the investment required is far higher. So what we need to do is we need to work with government, all the governments that I've mentioned. And to be fair to them, they have recognised the importance and the value of our sector. But through 2026, this needs to become the new raison d'etre, I think, of our business, that we're looking at new markets and expanding and strengthening our foothold there.
All right. Well, look, it's a challenging space, but it's a wonderful space, and I think it's something we should, as a nation, be very proud of.
I was going
to
say the domestic market is the most important. So I encourage everyone to go out and enjoy with moderation.
Okay. Thanks to my guests, Ono Cahan, he's the director of the Irish Whiskey Association; Porrick O'Grealish, they're the co-founder of Mickle Distillery in Galway; and Pat Rigney, founder and owner, along with his wife Denise, of the Shed Distillery of PJ Rigney in Drumshambo. Thank you for letting us into your world of the distiller. It's very, very interesting.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk.